Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5 for Wednesday, December 21st, 2005. Today I'd like to talk about a book I just read called Incompleteness, The Proof and Paradox of Kurt Gödel by Rebecca Goldstein. I found it at the library the other day in the new books section. I had gone to the library to pick up a book, one of those books on metaphors by Lakoff, was at some other library, and they got it for me, but
I think it's called
they had sent
Metro
it
Dome
back.
Holiday Inn from Minneapolis, where I got there about a year ago. I was reading Blindness by Jose Saramago, and I kept that. It was just sort of hanging around my life profile. Eventually, I decided to make a list.
I think that's what these words
none too organized. Harsh
system. He is assaulting what he believes to be the accepted definition of the equality of two forces. And he replied, he expressed that accepted definition, and I'm not sure, not having been a physicist at the turn of the last century, I can't tell you whether this actually in a neighborhood that I'm very familiar with and have spent a lot of time hanging around in, and a neighborhood in which I was about to enter. I think I was still at home when it happened. I drove north into the neighborhood to attend, of all things, an art opening of an a way I had phrased it myself. I
had difficulty finding
the set
gallery,
of the
there were no lights
of the true is larger than the set of the provable, and sort of ineluctably so, and that it does this through a strange method of translating mathematical theorems into predicate theorems, the theorems of logic, meta-mathematical statements, translating those statements of predicate logic and set theory into simple error.
The office manager's inoffensive joke that offends against the whole
extremely
process. The boss being told it's the phone.
Anyway,
his girlfriend, Mrs. So-and-so, and Mrs. Cartier, in the middle of my meditation on the most sexual part of a theory that is
the word before and after in the Merriam-Webster New Collegiate 1973 edition.
And the word before pellicle is pelletize, mold into pellets,
kind of a nice word.
And the word after it turns out to be pellitory, P-E-L-L-I-T-O-R-Y,
the limits of the human mind,
which
rather
like
he was arguing
word,
he was
but it turns out to be
and also he's also been used by postmodernists to suggest a sort of plurality of realities, multiple realities, socially constructed realities, all that kind of postmodern stuff. The thesis of this book, in fact, is that Gödel was a devout Platonist, that he believed that mathematical entities really exist, that infinity really exists, that the world of the mind really exists.
I'm not quite sure why,
I mean, physics is full of sort of convenient fiction where we imagine that we can
take X out of its actual unique situation and apply it to Y.
This was a 1979 Cessna.
Why he is a flying club,
and this was a young 25-year-old pilot who apparently got in over his head in the rainy weather last night.
And we were taking a known object and placing it in a radically unfamiliar environment, in a radically unfamiliar disposition and orientation. Vis-a-vis,
it's in an
alley which is somewhere similar to
have all of them.
It's fun talking to them, having lunch with them, having supper with them, and yet also somehow or other so sordid, so despicable, so small, still so tied to the workplace. Even when you're out in the street, still with your nose in your account book, and even when you venture abroad, still with the boss standing over you.
The leading natural philosophers of the century, and they apparently found each other being interested only in solving really important problems within their disciplines, physics for Einstein and mathematical logic for Gödel. They were only interested in solving the problems that would have profound philosophical impact, and that they did.